What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I am recording this on Thursday, October the 10th, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's tennis, later on here at the end of the month or entering into the month of November. Men's women's basketball returns to K-State, and we got football going on as well. Feel like I haven't talked about football in forever since we've been catching you guys up on what's been happening currently with what's going on around outside other sports. That's what this podcast is for, right? But tracking us back to football as I'm recording this on Thursday, right? K-State getting ready for Colorado. Huge matchup. Big 12 after dark, once again for K-State, and by the time you listen to this, my preview of the Colorado should already be up. This will come out Friday night, I've already got content lined up for the weekend, so I'll be getting ready to continue my weekend, Lord willing, in Chicago, but focusing on the standings here. Big 12, right? And Colorado right now sits undefeated in the conference. K-State right now, 1-1 in the conference play. Colorado's undefeated, 2-0 conference play, 4-1 overall. K-State, same record overall, 4-1, but 1-1 in the conference. That loss, of course, coming a couple weeks ago, Big 12 out of the dark against BYU on the road. K-State, again, have to go on the road, play late against Colorado on Saturday night, right? So, look, from here on out, K-State, you have to have these games because this is going to be a tough, tough transition, right? Colorado, and then I think next week you got to go to West Virginia, Morgantown. So back-to-back tough travels and all that, and given the fact that you lost to BYU, you can't really lose any more ground, right? And tied there with you, Utah, Arizona, Cincinnati, UCF, all 1-1 right now. And let's throw in Arizona State in there as well, right? All those teams. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the middle. 1-1, Colorado they're tied for second place right now with BYU, Iowa State, and West Virginia. The lone team right now, the only 3-0 team in the conference is Texas Tech, and undefeated overall. So we kind of had a suspicion that Texas Tech, given the fact that they had a lot of their starters return as well, being such a young team as well, you figure they'll be in the mix as well, given the fact that all the attention been at Utah, and Utah kind of has no quarterback at the moment, given the fact that their star number one QB keeps getting her injured. So there's that. But for K-State, you have to be able to keep up in the conference. This is huge. Number one, you can hand Colorado its first loss in conference play and get tied. You have a tiebreaker on them. In the tiebreakers, obviously, I don't even talk about that right now as we approach the middle of October. I don't want to get into that discussion. I'd rather save that for the end of the year because there's, with all these teams, 16 teams in this conference, right? It could get dicey. All Chris Kleiman and Avery Johnson and the rest of the guys need to do is focus on winning these conference games because this little transition here, this could get really interesting, especially if you did not take care of business in Boulder on Saturday night. Lose, you might knock yourself out. And Oklahoma State thought to be in the conversation. Yep, they're done. 0-3. That's going to be really difficult. That's like saying a Cincinnati Bengals team that's 1-4 right now. In the conference play, yeah, trying to make it to the playoffs. We got a lot of football in that camp. Well, NFL and college football speaking, Cincinnati I think is 1-4 if I'm speaking in football, and they were supposed to be in the conversation to be still one of AFC's best. Now again, this is not an NFL podcast, but I'm just saying, you know, that team, the record shows they're not a good football team right now. And I probably would say that. That goes for Oklahoma State. They're not a good football team. Baylor, they're not a good football team. KU, that's definitely not good. Better all this hype about Kansas. Kansas, we're going to go to Big 12 championship. We got pieces to go to Big 12. That's all I've heard. You know, listening to the KC radio station, main one, anyways, 96.5 The Fan. Yeah, you can probably tell I referenced them a couple of, haven't referenced that name until just now, but I referenced KC radio stations on this podcast. And the fact that I keep hearing that, and now we're what, a little bit 1/4 end of the season deep, and KU, let me pull that back up here if it lets me. One in five, 0-3 in the conference. Yeah, that's not gonna get it done, and that's a bad football team. So, we have all the pieces to make it to the Big 12 championship game. Nah, y'all don't. Y'all out. Get out of here with that. But just that's what I'm saying. K-State, 4-1. You got a chance to kind of try to position yourself. Well, not kind of, but take kind of out of it. You have a chance to position yourself to put yourself in that conversation to get yourself back to Arlington. That's the point I'm trying to say. So you don't have the tiebreaker against BYU. I don't think you're playing Texas Tech this year. You got Arizona State later. You got West Virginia next week. You got Iowa State at the end of the year. So you still have all this. Yeah, you still got all this ground to make up. But if you lose on Saturday night, you put yourself in the bind. You put yourself in the mind. So you have to keep up. And again, the cards are dealt with. I said it in the preview. The cards have been dealt with. You have to go. You have to deal with it. Well, again, kind of like the marathon conditions, right? You know, just looking at that for this weekend, and woo, they don't call the Windy City for nothing, right? So you can't get frustrated. Some things you can control, like running your own race. Sometimes, like the weather conditions, it's out of control. And what K-State can do, win football games. That's what's in your control right now. You can go out there and beat a Colorado on the road in Boulder, in a hostile environment, in late night, in national television. Show the nation. That's what I'm trying to say. You can show the nation you're a good football team, not what you were 2 weeks ago. K-State, they've been national televised almost every week, really. So, I mean, you're good at home. There's no question about that. You're good at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. We all know that. Especially your K-State fan. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here. Kind of looking over some Big 12 stuff here. We haven't talked about football much this week on the show, given that we're trying to keep up with golf and tennis. but it's a good thing. But yeah, it's nice to rant about football here and there. Yeah, you have an opportunity on a national televised stage to beat a Deion Sanders and Colorado team on Saturday night. You have an opportunity to next week in primetime again go on the road in another tough environment and beat a West Virginia team. All that's right there, despite, you know, falling your face against BYU. That just cannot happen. So all's right there. All's right there for Chris Klieman. You have to go through these hurdles, right? To finish the race, you have to face these hurdles and overcome these hurdles, right? So that's what's laid out in front of them. So right now, you're what? Two games back, and really, if you look at it, a game back from being in a spot where you have an opportunity to go to the Big 12 championship game. So that's what you're looking at if you're a Kansas State football team right now. So the task at hand this weekend, go to Boulder, deal with that card, handle your business up there, win, more importantly, and then, yeah, West Virginia, you win that, then you're talking about, hey, you're in a real good spot. So, again, it's the college football, and we especially last week, we saw it last week, we see it all the time, especially last week, that in any given day, any given evening, any given late night, anybody can be beaten. We have seen this story. I don't have to say it all the time. We've seen it. We have seen it. So, K-State, all you got to do, go up there, do Colorado, handle business, take care of the Buffaloes, wherever it needs necessary, whether it's close game, whether it's a one-sided blowout, which again, like I said in the podcast, I don't think that's going to happen. On a preview show, I don't think that's going to happen because Colorado is tough at home. And they know, and what the scariest thing about that is they know how to play games and play well in close games. So does K-State as well. But that, which means K-State, you got to be on your A game. You cannot take foot off the gas up there. You just can't do it. So right, that's the K-State. You're still in position. You just cannot lose the next two games. You just can't. You need to win. You need these games. You have to have them. You just have to have these games. So, given the fact that KU is finding ways to lose. So you just can't be that. So bottom line, on Saturday night, go up to Colorado. Avery Johnson and company, DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards, which I still think is going to be a revenge game. Go out there, do your handle business up there. And then next week, just handle whatever happens next week. But task at hand for Kansas State Wildcats, the 18th ranked team in the country, handling your business in a huge conference game, and then you have a tiebreaker over Colorado. That's what it's simple. You already have a tiebreaker. Let's see. You don't have a tiebreaker against BYU. We already know that because we already referenced BYU several times already. Just go out there and take care of business on Saturday. That's what you need to worry about. So there you go. It's kind of the Big 12 landscape right now. Texas Tech is the leader right now heading into this weekend on the Big 12 side of things. And then it's a logjam, really, from second on back. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Bubble Daily. Or we're not having a chance to record Kansas State content. There will be K-State content coming throughout the weekend. So definitely, if you're a first-time listener, you like what you're hearing, and you're a big fan of K-State Athletics, this is the podcast for you. Make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. And then, of course, go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button. And hit that alarm bell every time we have a chance to post K-State content. And don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddies Podcast over on the Podbean app, Grier, the number 3, EDDID, apostrophe S podcast. We'll be back posting content over there next week. Alex Aiden over there, standing in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This Big 12 Update Edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State football plays on ESPN 9:15 primetime on Saturday. We'll see what happens up there. Hopefully come out of there bolder with a dub. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.